Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Silvey with the Owner's Manual. I am here with Ashley Sutz with the Millennial Media Group. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Welcome, and let's talk a little bit about your company. It's new. You're forming it now.
Yes. Formed my LLC back in April of this year, and been working for, I guess, about 6 months now. Millennial Media Group is a marketing and media consulting firm. We specialize in social media marketing for small businesses, mostly here in Cobb County.
Okay. So what does that really entail? What do you do?
We provide strategy, engagement, and results to small businesses mostly in Cobb County, for social media management, social media marketing, to connect businesses with their communities.
Okay. So give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Okay. Well, for the last 7 years, I served in the Georgia Army National Guard as a public affairs soldier. 5 of those years, I worked full-time in the state public affairs office. I was the web outreach manager, which means I managed the web presence for the entire Georgia National Guard, Army, and Air. That's about 14,000 individuals. And in that role, I managed all the social media accounts, the website, a blog, and a 20-page monthly magazine. I also provided media relations support and photo and video support. And the job took me all over the world. So
you're well traveled.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry.
Where else have you worked?
Well, I spent about a year working for Glock Incorporated, which is the North American branch of the Glock Firearm Company. I was the PR manager for North America. I did mostly media relations there and launched 2 new pistols during the largest gun show in the world, SHOT Show. And I also developed the online sales training program for retail stores.
Okay. Where did you go to school?
I went to Kennesaw State University, so right down the road here in Cobb County. Have a BS in communication.
Okay. So tell us, Ashley, why did you want to get into this business?
First of all, you know, being a millennial, I'm a digital native. I grew up on the internet from its, you know, infancy in the home, you know, AOL dial-up until now. And I've kind of seen the progression of what the internet is and what it can do for individuals and for businesses. And it's always been an interest of mine, and the media has always been an interest of mine. So starting a business, you know, growing up, my father and my stepfather both were small business owners. And owning my own business someday was always in my sights, but it was never the right time. So, you know, I've spent the last decade honing my skills, learning, serving the military and doing those things for the military. And, you know, now it's finally the right time for me to make that transition and start this business, on my own.
How did you start up your own business? How did that work?
So, as I said before, it's been a dream of mine for a very long time. But it's always kind of been this like pie in the sky idea, like someday I'll own a business and work for myself and do these things. About a year ago, a friend of mine told me, you know, I mentioned that I'm a KSU grad. There is a program at Kennesaw State called the GAVE program, Georgia Advancing Veteran Education. And KSU is very veteran friendly. The GAVE program offers these free classes to veterans that's paid for by a grant. And one of them that I heard about was the Veteran Entrepreneurial Training Program. When I read it, I knew that it was right up my alley. It was exactly what I needed to, like, take my ideas from, you know, pie in the sky idea phase to execution. So I applied for it the day before the deadline. I found out about it the day before the deadline. I applied for it and I got in. It was a 4-month long program, through the Coles College of Business and the Edge Connection, which is their small business, resource center on campus. And, it was really great. It was exactly what I needed to get the resources and really understand what it would actually take and walk me through all the steps of opening a business and then running that business. And you develop a business plan, you know, from A to Z during that 4 months. And you have a lot of resources, you know, professors and business owners who come in and talk to you and walk you through each step of it. So it really gave me the confidence I needed and, you know, the push to get my business plan going and move forward. So I really owe a lot to that program, and to KSU in general, because, you know, they really pushed me, and I know I wouldn't be in business today if it weren't for that.
So before you went into the class, as opposed to when you came out of the class, what did you learn the most about, starting up your own business that you didn't know?
A lot of just the technical aspects of a business, like accounting and filing for an LLC and taxes and things like that. I wasn't a business major in college, and I didn't take those classes. So some of those things I didn't get until this course. A lot of it also just hearing different perspectives from different business owners, I think it gave me the confidence to say, you know, there isn't a clear path. You know, there isn't a manual for starting a business. You kind of have to figure it out, and that's okay. But I think the takeaway from the class was, even though you kind of have to figure it out, it's still good to have a plan. You know, you can find your destination without a map, but if you have a map, it's a lot better. It's a lot easier. So
it's a lot easier to get there.
Right. So I think that was the biggest thing that I took away from it. And just being exposed, like I said, to those different business owners and the different viewpoints, you know, gave me a better idea of like what I wanted to do. And my business has evolved tremendously in the last year, you know, my business plan, and it continues to evolve every day, you know, so, and I think having gone through there, I feel more confident in that it's okay that it changes every day. It's okay, as long as you have a plan and you're kind of going in the right direction.
Okay. So let's talk about Millennial Media Group. You want to talk a little bit about your first contracted client and what you do and all that kind of good stuff?
What you can't see is John laughing at me behind the microphone. So I had the great fortune to come across John Silvey, the host of this radio show, back in March when I was finishing up that class at KSU. I came across an ad basically on Facebook that he was looking for someone to run his social media for his two Zaxby's locations. He's a franchisee for Zaxby's. He owns two in Cobb County, the 591 South Marietta Parkway and the 2080 Lower Roswell Road locations. And so I reached out to you and just gave a little bit of my background, explained, you know, where I come from, what I'm doing with my business, and sent you some of my material, my portfolio. We had a couple of meetings, and it was a great fit, I think. And so I've been contracted with Zaxby's since April 1st, and we've had a lot of good results.
I totally agree with you. So let me ask you this. When you're looking for a client, what are you looking for in their company with the people that you want to do business with? How do you pick who you want? Because I'm sure that, you know, once the word gets out and everybody understands what you do and who you are and all that, you'll have tons and tons of people saying, hey, I want you to help me. I want you to help me. So how do you pick who you want to work for?
Well, I agree. There's already been a lot of interest, and you know, I have a wide network of professionals that I know, and a lot of people, I think, realize now in 2015 that especially social media is here to stay, and it's something to embrace, not to fear. But a lot of people don't know how to do that, so they are seeking a professional to come in and help them. Or, you know, maybe they know how to, but they don't have the time or the resources in-house to do that. So what I look for, and I'm going to brag on you for a second, because I tell people all the time that I could not have picked a better first client, because we fit very well together. Our values are similar, and that kind of thing. So what I look for is someone who's active in the community and already, you know, giving back in the community. I think that's a big part of, having a successful social media presence, is you have to have content that people care about. And if all you're posting is, you know, ads for fried chicken all day long, people are going to tune out because they don't want to be advertised to. They want to see things that they care about. So if you're in the community and you're donating your time and your services and, you know, and your money, and you're being a part of the community, then, you know, that's the type of business owner that I want to work with. Or let's say you're not, but you want to be, you know, I want to work with you on how best to do that. And then, you know, how to get the word out on what you're doing in the community. Because like I said earlier, you know, our mission is to connect businesses with their communities. And I think that it's important.
So, when you're looking at clients and, somebody says, okay, well, I want to get into the community, I want to do stuff, but A, I don't know how, B, I haven't done anything. How would you approach that? And what would you do to start them into the community socially?
Well, I think we just have to look at what their goals are, you know, because the community is a large word that could mean a lot of different things. It could mean the people around them in their neighborhood. It could mean, if they're a global company, it could mean, you know, community of people who have similar interests. So I would just, you know, walk them through the process of identifying what their goals are and identifying who their target audience is. And then what messages do they want to send about themselves, about their brand, about their company? And then we'll craft a strategy about how do we go about getting that message to those people. And, you know, what avenue is best? Do we need to get into the schools? Do we need to get into the local art scene? You know, what is the best strategy to, you know, reach the people you're trying to reach and, you know, give back to the people that you're trying to give back to?
Okay. So let me ask you, what would make a, and I'm not going to answer this question. I could answer this question, but I'm going to ask you, what would make a company want to choose you over any of the other social media specialists out there that are, you know, are trying to do the same thing that you're doing?
Well, it's hard to identify, I guess, the best thing about me, you know, what sets me apart.
Would you say that it's community? I mean, you're really involved. I mean, when we met, mm-hmm. your biggest thing that attracted us is your community efforts, your community service. Mm-hmm. So would you say that that would be what sets you apart?
Definitely.
More so than anything else?
I try to be a part of the community. You know, I grew up here in Cobb County. I know a lot of people here. It's important to me. Atlanta is important to me. Cobb County is important to me. We just moved right near Marietta Square, and any given Sunday, you can find me on Marietta Square, interacting with people. You know, I love people. I like to, network and talk to people, find out what their hopes and dreams are. And if I can help them in any way, I'd like to do that. You know, the last 7 years I served in the Army National Guard. It's a huge part of my life, and
they're a community service type branch of the military.
Right. It's, you know, we serve our state and our nation. So, you know, I've been activated. I've never been overseas for a deployment, like a combat deployment, but I have been activated for hurricanes and ice storms and things like that. And it's really fulfilling to be able to help my neighbors, you know, and to get, you know, my role as a public affairs, NCO in those circumstances was to get, to tell the story of what the soldiers and airmen were doing to help the neighbors. So I think that's really, really important. And I think now what I do is tell the story for my clients. You know, what are they doing to help their community? And what are they doing to be a community partner? And I get to help tell that story because every business has a story to tell. And I really like that I get to help them do that. So I think, yeah, that's a big part of, my competitive advantage, I guess you could say, is, you know, my drive to be a part of the community and to connect people. It's a passion of mine. I have the background that shows that, and I want to continue to serve the community, even though I'm not serving the military anymore.
So let's get back to Millennial Media Group. What else have you done besides work for me? What else does your company do?
So social media management is the bulk of it. So we come up with strategy, engage with the communities online, and then we analyze the results that we're getting and kind of adjust our azimuth on a new, you know, strategy every month. We adjust that. That's the bulk of what I do. But generating the content is a lot of that. You know, I don't just post things that the business owner sends me. I come up with a lot of the content ourselves.
Well, for me, I don't like stock photos. Mm-hmm. I don't like stock photos. So, when we agreed for, you know, to bring you on, that was one of my things, is that had to be real photos. It had to be real people, real food. So, and I mean, you've done a great job with that. So.
Right. So, you know, I think another advantage that I have is that I'm kind of have a lot of expertise in a lot of different areas. So, I'm good with social media strategy, but I'm also a good photographer and I also am a good videographer. I can put together videos pretty quickly, that are high quality. And I'm also a graphic designer, you know my way around Photoshop and InDesign. So I can do a lot of these things myself that, you know, you may normally need to go and reach out to several different people to kind of put these things together. I also, you know, backing up to Millennial Media Group, you'll notice the last word is group. It's not just me. I have a host of about 12 contractors that I work with that are specialized in each of these areas. So everything from, you know, photography specialists to web design. So if a client comes to me and they need a whole, you know, brand rebranding, and they need a new logo, they need a new website, they need, you know, to completely rehaul their social media, I can do that. I have the resources to pull in to do those projects. So that's the those are the things that I do. Recently, you know, other than the Zaxby's work that I've been doing, I made some promotional videos for an independent consultant for a company called Jamberry. It's these nail adhesive stickers that are really cool and blowing up right now. So I made some promotional videos for her to connect with her clients because, you know, a lot of these Jamberry parties, she does Facebook parties and she doesn't meet a lot of these people, you know, other than on the internet. So she feels like she wanted to get across her personality and her, you know, fun, bubbly personality. It's very hard to do that when you're typing on a keyboard. It's a lot easier when you make a video, you know, showing how silly you are, but still, you know, showing the product and showing that you can do what you need to do. So I had a lot of fun working with her. Recently, I've gotten into taking some portraits. So like I did a maternity shoot. I'm doing an engagement photo shoot later this month. That's something that, you know, is kind of fun to do on the side. But it also keeps my photography skills in check, because if I don't use it, I'm going to lose it. So I just like to, you know, continually pull in, you know, all of my different skills and hone them and get better at all of it. And then lastly, I've recently been appointed to the communications committee for Atlanta's Women in Defense chapter. It's a chapter of women here in Atlanta who have either served in the military or worked in the defense industry. It's really a great, it's a new, in a new organization here in Cobb County. And, I'm really excited to be a part of it, and I'm going to be running all their social media. So.
Okay. Well, that's great. What other services, do you provide, for your clients?
So aside from running social media for a company, a lot of companies, you know, smaller businesses especially, don't have the resources or don't feel that they have the need to hire a company to run all their social media, but they can use a little help. What I can do is some consulting and training. I can audit their existing channels, you know, see what they already have, what they're doing, what strategy they already have in place, and talk with them to develop a new strategy to improve what they've already got. And then provide a baseline training to give, you know, either the business owner or someone else in their office, maybe their secretary or somebody else, give them the baseline training to be successful in what they're doing. And then after that, I can be available for consultation as needed. So, you know, I can provide them the baseline training, and then if they need to give me a call and ask a question, or they need to help with just one campaign or one thing, I can come in and help them with that. I can also provide corporate photography or videography for their existing channels. So let's say they already have a website and they like the way it runs. They don't need someone to run it every day, but they just need a facelift and they want some new photos, and new video to showcase what they do. I can come in and help them, do that, for use on their social media website and their marketing materials.
Okay. So I've known you since April, and I know that you're really passionate about what you do and what, you know, helping others in the community and stuff like that. So tell me what makes you thrive as a business owner, and what's one of the best lessons that you've learned since you started your business?
Well, something that a lot of people have told me, and that I've read a lot about in leadership books and, thought a lot about, especially as a woman, is that I'm not afraid to ask for what I want or need. I think a lot of people are just afraid to inconvenience someone, or, you know, afraid of an awkward situation if they say no or whatever, but that's the worst thing that they can do is say no. So I have a vast network of family and friends. You know, community is important to me, and I'm not afraid to reach out to them if I need something or if I want something, and just ask for what I need. But the flip side of that is I'm also constantly looking to help other people get what they need and get what they want. So if I know someone, you know, who has a need and I can hook them up with someone who can provide that, it brings me a lot of joy to connect those people. So I think that the first thing is you have to be able to know what you need, know what you want, and ask for it and not be afraid. And then the second thing is that you have to help others get what they need. I think there's something I saw at the KSU Coles College of Business when I was an undergrad there. There's a quote on the wall that says, you can have everything you want in life as long as you help enough other people get what they want. And I think the quote was Zig Ziglar, but, it really stuck with me. I think that's really important. Another thing that makes me thrive as a business owner in this field is I'm a lifelong learner. I don't think you're ever done learning. You've never mastered your craft. The social media and the internet is something that's ever changing, growing, evolving. if you stay stagnant, you're going to become a dinosaur. So I look at a lot of YouTube tutorials. I look at a lot of, I'm in a lot of groups on Facebook. I can't stress enough how important it is to develop relationships with your colleagues, like people in your industry that you can learn from. I want to plug one group in particular that a friend of mine from college invited me to. It's on Facebook. It's called Savvy Business Owners, and it's got over 4,000 members, mostly women. But these people are so positive, empowering, collaborative. Most of them are in my industry or event planning, web design. So you would think, you know, it was my natural instinct to think that they would be competitive with one another and not want to be collaborative because they're each other's competitions. But these women are so helpful. Every day I learn something new from them, you know, and they'll ask questions. People are nice and answer, you know, even the most basic questions in like a respectful manner. And I really just enjoy the community that, you know, is created there. And they have little meetups in different areas, like the Atlanta meetup is coming up. So I think it's a good way to, you know, reach out and meet people in your industry and then learn. And just don't stop learning. Yeah. And then I guess just my military background has given me, discipline and leadership, which I think are two really important things and things that may be lacking in a lot of young people today. I am so much more organized and good at managing my time than I was prior to military service. Like, and I'm not sure if that's just because I've aged 7 years, but I really think that it was because of the work I did in the military and the things that I learned. And the ability to integrate into a diverse team and motivate those people to reach a common goal is, it's vital for running a business. Even if you're the only employee, you have to work with clients, you have to work with contractors, vendors, other people, to make things happen. So you have to be able to understand leadership principles and really like apply that, to be successful. And I think that that's, you know, a strength that I have thanks to the military.
You've given us a lot of insight into you and your company. So is there anything else that you want to relay to our listeners about your company or about you?
I think I might want to touch a little bit on the metrics that we've seen, John, okay, with your two stores. A lot of business owners, you know, as I said before, they identify that social media is important and they know,
but they want to see results.
But they want to see results, right? And I think a lot of them may not know that, you know, there are many metrics we can track and there are many things, you know, depending on what your goals are, that we can actually quantify and show on paper that, you know, strategy is working or it's not working. And so just to go over a few of the numbers from your stores, I did the numbers for the month prior to me starting and then the last 6 months since I've been on board running your social media. For one of your stores, for instance, your daily reach, which is the number of unique users who have seen content associated with your page. So it's individual people that have seen content on your page. It's increased by 375%, on average for the month. So, you know, that's a huge number and more people are seeing your content. Not only are they seeing it, your engaged users, the number of people who actually click on your content, so they like, comment, share, click through to a link, etc. That number has increased by 413% since we started. So people not only are seeing your content, but they're also engaging with it more. And that's really, you know, you and I had talked about, you know, what your goals were and that kind of thing. I think that that's really what we were looking for, was that engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, the next step from here is to move the numbers from the engaging and the reading into the stores.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our next step, is to figure out how we can move that to there, that's part of what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So with our next step, like you said, for the last 6 months, we've been really focused on developing this channel as a place where people engage and people are coming to. People are aware now that your store is there. And now we want to take it a step further and get people, drive that traffic into the store and see those numbers correlate. You know, we want to see people coming from Facebook to your store or from Twitter to your store. So I'm excited about that next step, and we will see how that goes.
I'm excited about that next step also. Okay, so we're going to wrap up. So tell our listeners where they can go to engage you for your services.
Okay. Our website is millennialmediagroup.com. Millennialmediagroup.com. Right now, you're going to find a coming soon landing page with a countdown. We are actually launching the new website on October 1st, so I'm really excited about that. You can send us an email at hello@millennialmediagroup.com, or you can tweet us at millennialgrp.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being here. You've given us great insight into your company and to you, and I hope that you get a lot of clients that are that want to get your services, you know, as long as they don't take you away from me.
Thank you.
So look for us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Zaxby's 2080 LRR and Zaxby's 591 SMP. We actually have a fundraiser this coming up Tuesday, a superhero fundraiser for a fourth grader at one of our schools that has cancer. So if you can make that, it's from 4 to 8 at our 591 South Marietta Parkway location. So we look forward to seeing everybody then, and thank you for joining us.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.